This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's a strengthening news for the cattle market?
Well, our cattle market just seemed to build on itself today. I cannot tell you any fresh fundamentals. There's anticipation that hopefully by sometime tomorrow we'll see higher cash trade in the feed yards. Box beef prices continued higher as choice was up 98 cents, selects up 61. A slow movement of 54 loads saw an estimated kill of 103,000 head, but there really was nothing else out there in the market, and we also failed to take out any of the previous highs today. So even though we had great upside, it didn't take anything out to the upside. April live cattle, $1.22 higher on the close. June up $1.15. May feeders were up 80 cents. August feeders up 62. And June lean hogs, 55 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Tom, what's helping move things for the corn and wheat prices?
Well, I think we're still seeing short covering, especially for the wheat and the corn, Leslie. Soybeans had great export sales this morning, but they could not muster any real positive trade in the futures contract, while the wheat and the corn had disappointing export sales this morning, and they had the best upside today in the futures move. There was really no other fresh news out there in our grain complex. Very quiet going into a three-day weekend, as we saw on the close. May KC wheat up 10 3/4, July KC up 10 1/4, May Chicago wheat closed 7 3/4 higher, May corn was up 4 3/4, July corn up 4.5, May soybeans down 3 3/4, with July down 3 1/4, and the May cotton had a good day as it was up 119 points today.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
I'm Leslie Smith. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.